This is KUT Austin.
Stop. This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Chef and owner Daryl Gordon of Big Easy Bar and Grill near 12th and Chacon in Austin hopes when you walk into his restaurant, you'll, as he says, think you're in New Orleans. The space is filled with a Mardi Gras costume, photos and beads, and a space for live music. Gordon and his family came to Austin after Hurricane Katrina forced them out of New Orleans. Since then, he's built a business of one restaurant and two food trucks. His Big Easy Bar and Grill is one of the restaurants featured during ATX Black Food Week 2019, which runs through August 3rd. I visited with Gordon at Big Easy Bar and Grill just before lunchtime on a recent Friday. As the air conditioner and some fans hummed in the background, we talked about the challenges of running a Black-owned business and a restaurant at that in Austin in 2019.
Here we sell gumbo, crawfish etouffee, red beans and rice, our famous po' boys, seafood platters, all of your seafood like snow crabs, barrel crawfish, shrimp, potatoes, corn. Yeah, the same food you can get in New Orleans if you used to go there.
Where do the recipes come from? Are they family recipes? Are they ones you created? Where do they come from?
Well, some of my grandmother's recipe when I was a kid, I grew up watching her cook and hanging around the kitchen with her. A lot of my recipes actually come from her or some that I made up along the way.
What is it like to run a restaurant in the Austin food scene right now?
Well, right now, Austin's growing so fast, it's so hard to keep up with everything that's going on, especially with employees. So right now, I believe it's complicated to run a business because it's hard to keep employees. But for us, the food theme in Austin, it's unique because it got food from all over the world. So you don't have to go all over the world to actually get that taste. You can actually just walk around Austin and try different restaurants or different food trucks, and you'll get different things. And all of it's pretty good so far.
I have a theory, it's not original to me, that there are still some experiences now that are very segregated. And I wonder if restaurants are that way at all, too. If you notice anything about who comes to your restaurants, if you feel like dining out and eating out and food are still a segregated activity or not.
My experience by being in this business, and I guess on 12th Street right now, a lot of the Caucasian community, you know, catered to my place simply because I'm in this spot. I've been here 15 years, and this was one of the places I came, and it was Black-owned, but it was actually a bar or whatever. And it's like more of a low-income community when I came out. And this building here, I said, man, I probably will never have a place on the east side when I first came to town because it just was that bad, and no businesses wasn't booming. But as I watched the community change, I was like, I better get in that building and lock it down and get ready to go with the change that's coming.
What is it like to be here now compared to when you first opened?
You have mixed emotions because the people that actually grew up here, they can't stay here now. And all these big-time people that's coming in town putting up these $600,000 homes around here make the taxes go up, so people that actually grew up here can't afford to be here. And that's even for the small business owners. Once they put the buildings up and they you can't pay the taxes, the small business owners don't even come with a color no more. I always tell people it ain't about the black or white or Mexican. It's about the rich or poor, you know, and this in Austin right now. And that's simply what we're experiencing. So if you don't have the money to live on the east side, you're not going to be on the east side. And right now, you know, a lot of Caucasians, people coming from all over the world, they come in with money. And they're just wiping the people in Austin that don't have the money out.
You said kind of mixed emotions. So on the one hand, you know, the city's changing and growing and there's more money coming in. In theory, that would mean more people coming to eat in the restaurant and better business, except that it's also having this impact on the neighborhood.
Of course, I'm a business owner. I'm here for the money. But I also feel sorry, you know, because I'm from New Orleans, and New Orleans got wiped out in my community during the same thing in New Orleans. I go back home, the home that we grew up in, it got other people from all over the world, and they took over that community, and we can't afford to go back there, unfortunately. So the same thing just happened, and I would say a lot of people say all over the world, gentrification just happening everywhere you go. So now you just got to position yourself and position your family where they can be able to move with the world and don't be stuck in one spot.
Do you ever anticipate
having to move or leave or change anything about the business as Austin continues to change?
Well, actually, I'm more than sure I would have to move, but I was smart enough to get a long enough lease, so when the time do come, they would have to pay me to leave, because right now, the guys that are buying everything up around here, they just bought all three of them buildings, and they already own all the way to the corner, so the only spot he don't have is my building right now. My time is coming. I just don't know when, but I'm ready, yeah.
When something comes up like ATX Black Food Week, what do you hope to get out of that for your business?
You know, I would hope that everybody understand the seriousness of it, because black is the minorities in Austin. A lot of people are like, no, Mexicans, no, dude. Blacks is the minority when it comes to business. And I saw that on firsthand. It's not many, especially, you know, black businesses right here close in town. We do need that support because, of course, none of us don't come from that financial background where somebody catching our back. You know, it's like week to week, hustle to hustle, pay bills. And so we need all the support that we can get. And I was happy when they came along with that program and started that up, because that way the minority black folks don't feel like they're left behind.
I was noticing and looking at the restaurants that are kind of featured, some of them that are featured for ATX Black Food Week. There's some around your restaurant. There are also some up north. Is it challenging to have black business-owned and black restaurant-owned community when the community and the businesses are now dispersed?
That's interesting that you asked me that question. I just saw David, he's Mr. Catfish, and I just saw him at Restaurant Depot like 10 minutes ago. And man, he was talking about that. And his place is probably most the localist place in a black-owned position. And he was saying the same thing. Man, I'm kind of struggling because of all the people that been my customer for years, way before you came to town. Now they're moving out to Mena and they're getting sprayed all around. So it's kind of hard for me to recapture other people. Austin don't have that black community. The East Side used to be that black community, so black businesses can support black businesses. But now we spread it all over the world. You got to pick and choose which one you're closest to.
Daryl Gordon is the chef and owner of Big Easy Bar and Grill and two food trucks. Daryl, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate you.